The EU's decision to impose individual sanctions on two Press TV members is expected to hurt the West's credibility on the issue of free speech. Many critics wonder just how far the West is prepared to go in its campaign of censorship and intimidation. Mr. Kamal Wazni is a political analyst with me now live from Beirut. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Wazni, welcome to the programme. Now, we had in our first report a critic saying that this is crossing the red line, the fact that journalists are targeted in political sanctions. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a scare tactic has been used by the Western world to prevent another voice, another opinion. And this is an ultimate outrage for what they're trying to do to silence everybody and intimidate everybody. They wanted one voice and they want to hear themselves. They don't want to hear the other party actually expressing itself or give information about what is taking place. They wanted to use this tactic, this kind of aggressive move, because this is beyond any mind that we see or we hear, because all the United States and the Western world were talking about democracy, but here we see that this democracy they're talking about is form of repression against people who want to give a different opinion and want to have a different voice. It's an outrage to hear that and to see that in this time, in light of these changes around the globe. I don't think these tactics will intimidate the free people to speak and to communicate their mind at whatever cost and whatever tactic and whatever sanction the United States or other entity will impose on those people. It's a counterproductive by the United States, and it will backfire, because the free people will always speak their mind regardless of the consequences, as long as they speak within law and within logic. And I think the United States is away from law and logic and reasoning, and this has, you know, caused a wake-up call for everybody to see somebody in the Western world want to silence freedom, want to kill freedom, want to take action against those people who wanted to put the world in a dark place. This will not happen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamal Wazni, political analyst with us there live from Beirut.